time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Lee Arena on the Washburn campus in Topeka, Kansas. It's Northwest Missouri State and Washburn in the men's game of air doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State comes in 20-2. They're 12-2 in MIAA play and also ranked 6th nationally. For Washburn, they come in with an 18-5 record and they're 12-2 in the MIAA. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. These two teams have played once before. That was back early in the season at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. It counted as a non-conference game. And as part of that MIAA challenge that was held at Municipal Auditorium, and for Northwest Missouri State, they ended up coming up with an 86-78 victory in that game. But Matt Gorder, Northwest playing much better defense now than what they did early in the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's one thing. You know, both teams are much more improved in that point in time. Basically, when you look back at that game, what do you take away from that that can help you in this game is just kind of the generalities. You know, this is what they're going to try to do, but both teams are doing a better job of what they were trying to do early on in the season. So you've got to be aware that, yeah, they're going to play very similar to how they did in the first matchup, but they're going to be doing it a lot better, a lot faster, and just have to be ready for that.
I think the one thing that we did see in that first matchup out of Washburn is saw the talent that they had on that team that you kind of knew at that point, this is going to be a team that's going to be up at the top of the MIAA this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think there was some unsurety around the MIAA, you know, with the new coaching staff and everything like that. There was a little bit of uncertainty, but as the season has gone along, they've proved themselves. They're 18-5 coming into this ball game. They're in the talk anyway of the top spot, not just in the conference, but also the region as well.
Two teams coming off wins for Northwest, a victory on the road Wednesday at Emporia against Emporia State, winning that one 55-50. And for Washburn, held on down the stretch to defeat Missouri Western in a game here in Topeka, 78-74. We'll be back have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, as Northwest and Washburn go through their pregame warm-ups and the men's matchup this afternoon. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, when you scout Washburn, one thing that stands out this year, and it's really been something that's been an area of strength for them through the years under former coach Bob Chipman and now under Brett Ballard in his first year at the Ichabods, is rebounding. They are a very good rebounding team. I hear the Northwest coaching staff talk about it. It's almost violent rebounding that they do, both offensive and defensive boards.
Yeah, very aggressive going to the glass. They've got some size size and strength, and both of those help you in terms of rebounding as well as, you know, being able to read the shot and know where the ball is coming off. But, you know, they've always had big guys inside. They've always had a good inside presence, which is going to help with your rebounding. Yeah, but this year it just feels like they're more aggressive with the way they go after rebounds. So even though they've been good in years past and they're good again this year rebounding the basketball, yeah, it does feel a little bit different.
One thing the Ichabods will do, though, they will turn it over from time to time.
Yeah, you know, they sometimes can get in a little bit of a hurry, you know, and that's when they're turning the basketball over is, you know, they want to play a little up-tempo when you can, but if you're just not used to that, you're going to turn the ball over. And so they'll also take some chances to try to get the big play and that sort of thing, and that can result in turnovers as well.
Again, it's the Bearcats and Ichabods playing for the top spot in the MIAA this afternoon. We'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn in Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, big matchup coming up this afternoon. The two teams going into today's game tied at the top of the conference.
Yeah, should be a fun one. Should be competitive. They play extremely hard, play extremely fast. We need to make sure that our transition defense is the best it's been. Guard the basketball and then be able to score on them offensively.
Had a chance to play against them earlier this year, Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, a game that didn't count in the conference standings, but that was a heck of a game as well. So I guess from that point on, you kind of knew that the Ichabods would be a team that you might have to look for down the line.
Yeah, you know, I thought they really scored it well against us. I didn't think we were great defensively, but that was kind of, I think that was when we were last in the league in defense and then turned it around. Now we're first. And so, you know, need to make sure that we guard them better than we did that time. And then offensively, hopefully we can score it at the rate we did, but I don't know, we've shot it pretty well there.
Coming off a win against Emporia on Wednesday evening, one of the things in the past few weeks, the second game of a two-game road trip has really been where you played well on these road trips, and I guess you want to continue that here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, you relax a little bit more on that second one. You're not quite as tense for the scouting report, and then you just play. And so hopefully that's what we'll do tonight and compete at a high level.
And again, some of the big keys for today's game.
Need to get back in transition, guard the ball, and then defensive rebound will be huge.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The student body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, John Coffey with you as Northwest and Washburn getting ready to go at it in the men's part of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. There may be a change in the starting lineup for Northwest. We'll have to wait as the teams will be introduced down on the court here in just a moment. But most likely, Justin Pitts will not be starting this afternoon. Coach McCollum told me a little bit after the pregame interview that he's suffering a little bit of turf toe, and he may play some today. It just kind of depends on how the game goes, and if he warms up well, they might move him into the lineup. But right now, looking doubtful that he will start this game, but could see some playing time as this game goes along, but suffering a little bit of turf toe. So that could be a bit of a blow to the Bearcats this afternoon in this big matchup. And if that's the case, Ryan Welty will start in his place, 6A sophomore in Parkville, Missouri. Welty started last Wednesday and also last Saturday in place of Xavier Kurth, who was out with an ankle injury. But Welty getting a chance to play a little bit more in that starting lineup. Kurth today will be back in the lineup. He's a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also to guard Joey Wittes, a 6'7 junior at Chenhausen, Minnesota, Minnesota State, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. He started all 22 games at Northwest so far this season. Started all 61 games that he appeared in at Minnesota State as well. And he's coming off a 13-point performance against Washburn in that first meeting. Chris Ebuendow in the lineup as well, 6'7 senior at Stavanger, Norway, averaging just under 15 points a game and just over 7 rebounds a contest. In the first meeting, he had 19 points and 7 boards against the Ichabods. And inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior out of Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds for Northwest. For the Ichabods, starting at a guard spot, Randall Smith, a 6-foot senior out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, and a transfer from Jacksonville State, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also to guard, Javion Blake, a 6'3 junior out of Olathe, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a contest. And in his 3 games against Northwest this season, or in his career, I should say, he's averaged just over 11 points against the Bearcats in his career. At 4, Tyus Martin, a 6'4 junior out of Wichita, Kansas, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Also, Brady Skeens, a player who is really dominating on the boards as well as block shots, averaging, coming into today's game, 14 points and 11 rebounds a game. He's a 6'7 senior from Lenexa, Kansas. Leads Division II in field goal shooting percentage at 74.6%, and a very good offensive rebounder as well. According to the scouting report from the Bearcats, he's also a very unselfish player, and he's 16th in Division II in block shots. He's had 53 block shots so far this season. We'll take some pump fakes, though, so that's one of the things I think the Bearcats want to do inside, kind of get that shot fake up and hopefully get Schemes up here, be able to drive around him today. Also inside is David Salock, a 6'7 junior from Overland Park, Kansas. He's averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. And in 4 games against Northwest in his career, he's averaged over 8 points and 5 rebounds per contest. In the first meeting, he had 11 points and 4 boards back at Municipal Auditorium. And that's the way the lineups look for this afternoon's game between Northwest and Washburn. So we check the MIAA schedule. This is obviously the big game on the men's side in today's schedule. Of course, Northwest and Washburn coming into today's action tied for the top spot in the MIAA, both with 12-2 records. But elsewhere around the conference today, Southwest Baptist is at Pittsburgh State. Also, Lincoln at Lindenwood today. Fort Hays State is in Edmond, Oklahoma, as they take on Central Oklahoma. And Nebraska Kearney on the road to Tahlequah as they battle Northeastern State. The game in Joplin this afternoon has Central Missouri facing Missouri Southern. Then this evening, Missouri Western's in Emporia, Kansas to face Emporia State. Looking at women's results from today, what we have so far with 6:03 left in the fourth quarter. At Central Oklahoma leading Fort Hays State 61-55. Also midway through the fourth quarter, Lincoln over Lindenwood, 45-57. And 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And a close matchup in Tahlequah, Northeastern State up on Nebraska Kearney, 56-54. Our check of the MIAA, underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Again, it's Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Apex.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Good crowd on hand at Lee Arena this afternoon for this men's game between Northwest and Washburn. Again, the Bearcats at 20-2, 12-2 in the MIAA. Washburn at 18-5, also 12-2 in the conference. These two teams coming into today's game tied for the top spot in the MIAA. A reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Mike Warder, I'm John Coffey. Kyrese Devine is our studio engineer. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, a good crowd on hand for today's game. But when you look at the crowds traditionally here at Lee Arena, it really looks that way this afternoon. Not a lot of students from Washburn coming out to their games. A nice crowd from the residential portion of Topeka, but you don't get that student crowd that you get at some places.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's, you know, kind of one small section that's got some students, and then there's a few scattered around. But you're exactly right. I mean, there's, you look at Bearcat Arena and the amount of students that come out to Bearcat Arena and make noise, it's awesome. And really, that's what this experience is supposed to be about, or partially anyway. But yeah, the community supports this team. Topeka, obviously a big city, but they've got great community support. And you know, these fans are fans that'll travel as well. We see them down in Kansas City at the MIAA tournament, and they know how big this game is for these two teams, so they know it's going to be a good one, and they've shown up, and there's a lot of Bearcat green across the way as well.
No doubt about that. One of the things that you see when you come to the arena is a lot of Bearcat green, and one of the reasons that a lot of the alumni in the Kansas City region make the short trip from Kansas City to Topeka to watch things, and then there's also a lot of familiar faces you see from Maryville making the trip here as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, this is one of the bigger crowds of green that we've seen here in the last few trips to Lee Arena. But of course, like we said, there's a lot riding on this game today, and it's just going to be flat out a fun college basketball game to watch, and I think that's what helps the crowd as well.
You mentioned during the announcement of the starting lineups that it looks like Justin Pitts will be out of the lineup, at least in the starting lineup. He may see some time as this game goes along, but Coach McCollum telling me before the game that he had a little bit of turf toe, which is a little bit painful for him, so he's out there and going through warm-ups, and I haven't seen him limp for favor too much, so hopefully that means that he'll be in the game and be able to contribute this afternoon.
Yeah, the one thing with that turf toe for Justin Pitts is when you think of his style of play, you know, walking around may be all right, but just think of your toes and how much pressure are put on that with the acceleration that he has. When he goes on a drive and tries to go around guys, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure on those toes and the balls of your feet to take off and get up to speed as fast as you can. So I think that's where it would affect Justin's game the most. He's kind of tapping that right shoe a little bit, you know, getting it in a better position. But yeah, hopefully he can come in and contribute, but you also, with just a couple of weeks left in the regular season, don't want to make that thing a long-term injury. So if you can rest him, you will do it.
There'll definitely be some big games coming up down the line for the Bearcat men's basketball team. About ready for the national anthem here at Lee Arena, which will be performed by the Washburn Pep Band, and one of the better pep bands we've seen through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job. Really, they're not that big in numbers, but the music that they play, and they play powerfully. It's a fun band for sure.
And of course, we get a little spoiled at home as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That band is, they are into the game. They are loud, and that makes the Bearcat Pep Band fun as well.
Right now, time for our national anthem. Thank you. the national anthem performed by the Washburn University Pep Band. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Once again, welcome to the arena for the second game of our
going back to the change in the lineup for the Bearcats. Ryan Welty will get the start in place of Justin Pitts. Welty had a chance to start a couple games now for Pitts when he's been out with injuries, and then a couple games as well when Xavier Kurth has been out with that ankle injury. And one thing, you look at Ryan, his best game this season probably was in that matchup against Washburn back at Municipal Auditorium, where he had 15 points in that matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely felt comfortable down there at Municipal Auditorium. And I guess when you look at the starting lineup, you're trading one injury for another because you got Kurth coming back from injury back in the starting lineup. But Welty stays in the starting lineup with Pitts out of the starting lineup with an injury. But again, hopefully it's nothing that's too major and something that they'll be able to get over quickly for the most important part of the season coming up.
Earlier this afternoon, the Washburn women got out to a quick start and cruised to an 84-54 victory over Northwest in the first matchup of the afternoon. And Matt, again, when you look at the scoring in that game, the Washburn women's team won the first two quarters. Northwest outscored Washburn in each of the third and fourth quarters, but just really get flying behind 12-0 to start the game, and they just could never get over that.
Yeah, and then when you look at the fact that Northwest scored just 15 points total in the first half, that's going to be tough to overcome. I mean, they were down quickly, and you aren't going to overcome against Washburn here at Lee Arena a deficit like that. And that's what happened to the Northwest women today. It's the 32nd straight home win for Washburn over Northwest on the women's side here at Lee Arena.
Reminder of the Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bonley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner. Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit with brothers Steve and Dan Miller. And Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Starting lineup now being introduced as well for the Washburn at Ichabod. It's a little bit of a longer break between games due to senior day activities here. Four games left on the schedule after today, and for the Ichabods, they're on the road for their final four.
Yeah, that's tough. They benefited early in the year getting some home games, but now they're going to have to pay for that by being on the road. You know, we remember what a couple years ago, we saw the first six MIAA games on the road, but Northwest was able to benefit from that because that meant the last six were at home. So it was great in that sense, you know, but for Washburn, trying to fight for a conference championship, having to play the last full 2 weeks on the road is going to make it a little bit bigger challenge.
Their next matchup will be the Turnpike Tussle at Emporia State. Then they're on the road to Southwest Baptist, Central Oklahoma, and Northeastern State to round out their schedule. For the Bearcats, they're home for their next two. A couple tough games, though, with Pittsburgh State and Missouri Southern. Then they wrap up on the road against Lindenwood and Lincoln. Hey, Matt, as you look at the way these two teams match up, it really looks like the big key is going to be how Northwest controls the boards against a very good offensive and defensive rebounding team out of the Ichabod.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I don't want to say will catch Washburn off guard, but that will be the biggest difference that they see out of Northwest is the way they're playing defense. I mean, it's not just that they're playing better and they're playing harder defensively. They're doing things a little bit different defensively than what they did the first time around, really trying to get their hands on the basketball. You'll see a lot of help side reach to try to swat at the ball and change up the timing of the offense, and that's one thing that'll be the biggest difference that Washburn's going to want to try to overcome in this ball game.
Two teams coming out to midcourt, the officials for today's game. The referee is John Ronan. Also refereeing today, Kirk Potter and Jason Harstick. We're about ready to go. The Bearcats in their trailing green uniforms with white numerals and the Northwest printed across their chest, and four Washburn and white uniforms with the dark blue piping down the sides, the blue numbers, and Ichabod's along their chest. We're ready to go. The jump center will be Brady Skeens for Washburn and Brett Doherty for Northwest. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by the Bearcats as we go from our left to our right. First place in the MIAA on the line this afternoon with these two teams tied at the top to start this game. Wittes right side goes cross court and left for Kurth to Wittes right side. Back to top of the key to the free throw line, Doherty. Now to Kurth. Free throw line looks left side for Endowed. Rise to the left baseline. In front of the Washburn bench, 10 seconds on the shot clock. His dribble tip loose goes into the backcourt. Chased down on the sideline, no belonging to Northwest. As Randall Smith went chasing it in the backcourt, but just couldn't get there in time and stay in bounds with it, and the ball will go right back to Northwest. 7 seconds, though, on the shot clock for Northwest as they inbound in their backcourt. This game just underway. The inbound comes to Kurth. He'll take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Now with 4 seconds, launches the top of the key. Three attempt, rims out left, rebound in the lane, and is picked up by Salock for Washburn. Into the front court, left side for Randall Smith. Looks left side off the left wing, Salock. Guarded by Wittes. Out top, pass goes to Cameron Wiggins. Now left side is Smith. Cross court, right side pass. They get it to Huffy, a senior, getting a start senior day here. Top of the key is Smith. Free throw line. Goes to up into the right corner. Wants the three. It's reflected by Endow. Goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest. So the Bearcats will get it. Now it looks like one of the officials is going to come over and overrule. And I think this is going to be the right call. I think they're going to give it to the Ichabods. It looked to me like Endow got a hand on that jumper as it went up. So with 1 second on the shot clock, the Ichabods win bound baseline left. This game just underway. No score. Smith looks to inbound. And gets it into the left corner, and it goes right through the hands of Blake as the shot clock sounds. Again, just 1 second on the shot clock as he went with the inbound, and the Bearcats will get it off the turnover. They renamed the court here at Lee Arena Bob Chipman Court in honor of the longtime head coach of the Ichabods, who retired after last season. And down to the front court, takes it to the top of the key. Dribbles out near the jump ball circle. Down the lane, right side. Drives. His shot is rejected by Skeens. Picked up by him down to the right corner. 13 seconds on the shot clock. That's the 54th block shot of the season by Skeens. Right side is Kurth. Low right, Doherty. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Doherty spins baseline underneath the bucket. Reverse layup left side. Won't go, but a collision underneath the basket. This will get Doherty to the free throw line.
Yeah, you saw him end up in a double team there. That was going to be a tough shot, but really, he had to take it. They were running out of time on the shot clock, and that was really the only option Northwest had.
Skeens picks up the foul. That's his first. Be nice for Northwest to get Skeens into some foul trouble today. Doherty at the free throw line. 50% shooter this season. A lefty puts the first one up, and it rims out. Still no score. 18-30 left in the first half. Doherty, the 6'7 senior out of Omaha. Really put together a great career at Northwest. His second free throw just misses the rim. Freezes the net just a bit and goes out of bounds. So he misses his two free throws. Still a scoreless game as the Ichabods will take it from our right to our left. Off the dribble right side, Smith. Now to Blake. Blake out front left, Salock. Dribbles with his right hand to the right wing. Out near the jump ball circle with a pass to Smith. Dribbles right side. Now out front, Wiggins wants the long three. Too hard. Rebound to Lane Endow for Northwest. Endow will bring it across midcourt and find right side Welty. Out front between the circles, Wittes. Quick pass left side, Endow. Right in front of the Ichabod bench. Dribbles to the left baseline to the bucket. Lays it up and in. And Endow gets the Bearcats in front, 2-0. Seen him down in the past when the team's playing a little shorthanded, really step up and play well. Hopefully that'll be the case this afternoon. Now bump off the right side. And a foul coming up on Xavier Kurth for Northwest as he's guarding Javion Blake.
Yeah, I think the first time we saw that and realized it was going to be a good option for Northwest or an opportunity for Northwest was in the Lincoln Memorial game. Justin Pitts offensively didn't have a great game, but we saw Endow come out and play real well in that matchup.
Smith drives the lane left side as his shot is swatted out of bounds by Wittes, but I think Joy is going to get called for the foul before that, and that will be his first foul. As they're going to get Smith to the free throw line, they'll be shooting two. 71% shooter on the season. The Ichabods, though, on the year, last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage. Free throw here is good by Randall Smith. On the year, Washburn averaging 69.6% at the charity stripe. It's a 2-1 game. Northwest in front of the Ichabods. Second free throw by the left-hander is good. Tied up at two. Little pressure in the backcourt. Inbound comes to Wittes. He'll take it down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Bearcats in this first half going from our left to our right. Wittes off the left wing. Out front for Doherty. One dribble. Finds Endow off the right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Guarded by Salock. Now checking off on him is Blake. Cross court left side Wittes. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Now right side for Welty. Welty to the free throw line. Finds left side Kirk. Kirk. Fast pass. Almost lost the handle on the dribble. Now stolen away. And it was picked up by Smith for the Ichabods on the fast break. Left side. Riggins with the three. Air ball rebound on the baseline. Right side. Picked up by Skeens. Now through the lane. Driving Smith. Layup misses. And it's picked up by Doherty for Northwest. 2-2 ball game. 16:56 left in the first half. Welty with it in the front court right. Now to Wittes near the jump ball circle. Left side and down. Bounce pass. Near the left baseline to Doherty. Trying to post up with Skeens. Takes it into the lane. Spins right. Dribbles it to the baseline and out of bounds with it. Trying to make a move, but just didn't quite have it with the dribble. And the turnover gives it to the Ichabods. This game, similar to what we saw Wednesday night against Emporia State, where both teams playing some good defense, but we're a little bit slow on the offensive side.
Yeah, two teams playing good defense at the same time makes the game look a little bit ugly, but that's what the coaches want them to do, is be playing solid defense.
Still tied at two. Smith into the front court, and we got a moving screen and a foul coming up on the Ichabods as Will McKee, who just checked into the ballgame, picks up the foul. That's his first. He's considered a very good offensive rebounder. Still tied at two. Northwest with it across midcourt. Right side goes Wittes. Left-handed dribble. Top the key to the free throw line. Right side Welty. Now between the circles, Wittes. Left side and down. At the top. Now Wells backpedal. Steps out top the key. In the lane for Doherty. Gives it to Endow. Driving the lane. Can't get the shot off. And it's picked up by the Ichabods on the fast break. Left side Blake on the wing with the three. Rims around and out. Endow clears the rebound for the Cats. Washburn 0-5 from the field. Northwest 1-4 early in this one. Put us off the right side. And man-to-man out of the Ichabods. And out goes the right side on the wing. Kurth. Out to the top of the key. Wittes, left side in down to the free throw line. Steps back top of the key with the dribble. Now to Wittes, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Trying to go low into the right corner. Passes tip goes out of bounds. And it belonged to Northwest with 4 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, Blake tried to jump up and save that ball by throwing it between his legs blindly, but it hit the sideline once it hit the floor.
So 4 seconds on the shot clock, in down with the inbound left side for Wittes. Through the lane, the runner on the way, rims around, hangs on the rim and falls. So Doherty gets it to fall. And we got a break in the action with 15:30 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 4-2. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Defense has ruled the game so far. Cats in front 4-2, 15:27 left in the first half. The Bearcats and Ichabods from Topeka, Kansas. Low left to Skeens, takes it into lane, kicks it back left side, finds Blake. Now back to Skeens left. Tries to go into lanes. Jump stop up with a shot. Won't go as he jumped into a double team. Gets his rebound. Misses another opportunity. And Endow clears the rebound for Northwest underneath. Northwest up by two. Endow across the timeline. Looks right side for Welty. Now out near the jump ball circle, Wittes. High post left is Doherty. to Endow. It's a screen by Doherty. Finds Doherty out front. Back to Endow, left wing. Sets up. Wants the long three. Too hard. Rebound tipped and loose on the floor. And it's controlled by McKee for the Ichabods. Cross midcourt left, Smith. Cross court right. They go for Tyus Martin. Now looks low right. Posting up his skis. Gets it back out front. With it is McKee. Now left side, Blake. Steps back with 15 on the shot clock. Blake between the legs with the dribble. Looks left wing for Martin. Drives down the lane. Steps back. Fade away from eight. And went 10 in the rebound to Wittes in Northwest. And Northwest Missouri State in front 4-2. And now into the front court. Looks left side. Dribbles to the left wing. Now gets a screen by Doherty. Takes it to the free throw line. Out front left for Wittes. To Doherty. Doherty dribbling down the lane off the left side. Back out left side with a bounce pass to Endow. Now back to Doherty. Low post left. Spins left. Now back out to Endow. Wide open on the left wing with a 3-2. Hard again. Rebound tip. And it is controlled by the Ichabods. Smith into the front court. Chases it to the top of the key. Now goes left wing for Martin. Drives the lane. And the ball goes off his thigh out of bounds. Mike Kurth got a handle on the dribble. And then slaps it off the leg out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Here comes Justin Pitts seeing his first action. 13:47 left in the first half. Again, Justin battling a turf toe. He's into the ball game, and also in for Northwest is Ryan Hawkins. Pitts finds Hawkins into the front court, left side, Kurth. He just holds it, now lobs it to Doherty. Low left, trying to post up with Chase Williams to the left baseline. Underneath the bucket goes to Hawkins' right side. Hawkins out front right for Pitts. Shot clock at 9 seconds. Pitts hooks a pass to Hawkins. Top of key three. Rims around and out. And the rebound put away by Wiggins for Washburn.
Another similarity to the Emporia game is good looks for Northwest that just are not falling down.
4-2. Northwest in front. Diamond off the right side. Brings it out top for Salock. Now left is Wiggins. He takes another three. That time nothing to net off the left wing. Cameron Wiggins with the three makes it a 5-4 Ichabod lead over the Bearcats. Out front with the ball is Hawkins to Pitts in front of the Ichabod bench. Pitts dribbles inside the perimeter, now back out. Goes low left for Doherty. Posting up now with Williams. In the lane he goes. Up for the shot with the left hand, banks it and hits it. Red Doherty gives the Bearcats a 1-point lead, 6-5. 12:33 left in the first half. Diamond hooks a pass out to the top of the key. Williams. Now low left, Salock posting up inside with Doherty. Kicks it out front. Pass is stolen. Picked up by Pitts. He'll take it into the front court and pull up. Didn't have numbers and will give the pass top of the key for Doherty. Now back to Pitts. Pitts pulls up his dribble at the top of the key. Left side is Welty. Now to Kurth right in front of the Ichabod bench. Off the left side, Doherty. Out front right for Pitts. At the free throw line, finds Doherty on the pick and roul underneath the bucket, bumped out of bounds, and a foul coming up on Jace Williams of Washburn. That'll be his first.
Yeah, right there I think we see the effect of the turf toe because that play, normally Justin Pitts would have taken it right to the rim. Instead, he tried to make a tough pass to Doherty where he was open for the drive and was past his defender but just could not accelerate.
Doherty getting a break. He'll go to the sideline. His brother Tyler Doherty enters the game in his place. 12-1 left in the first half. Northwest up by 1-6-5. Out front, Pitts at the top. Dribbles between the circles. Gets a screen by Hawkins. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front, Tyler Doherty. One dribble, right side, Kurth. Kurth through the lane. Down the lane, left side. Fade away. Is missing too hard. Tyler Doherty trying to fight for the rebound. Came down with it, then was fouled. And the foul will go on Tyus Martin. That'll be his first. And Brett Doherty, after a very brief rest, back into the ballgame.
Yeah, big reason for that is because they brought Brady Skeens back in. Washburn did, and they want to have Brett out there with Skeens on the floor.
So Northwest will inbound baseline left into the right corner for Brett Doherty. And Brett with the dribble. Again, posting up with Skeens. Spins into the lane. Little shot fake. Fade away. Misses off the left. Rebound by Kurth, and he banks it up and in off the right side. We talked about Skeens and his shot blocking ability. The Bearcats feel like he'll bite on some shot fakes. That time we saw that. Off the right side, a bump and a foul with the dribble. And this one will go on Northwest. Getting called for the fouls, Justin Pitts. So Wiggins will inbound baseline right for Washburn. Welty to the sideline for the Cats. And Dow back into the ballgame. Northwest with Pitts and Dow. Doherty, Kurth, and Hawkins on the floor. The inbound comes to Skeens at the elbow right side. Finds Blake left. Now to Skeens, low post right. Holds it now with one dribble, kicks it to the right wing. Three put up by Blake. Rims around out. Rebound inside Northwest. And picking up is Hawkins. We'll give it to Pitts. He'll take it across midcourt and go to Kurth. Out front Hawkins. Now to Pitts to the left wing. Getting a screen by Doherty. Out front right for Hawkins. Back to Pitts left side. 8-5 Northwest in front. Now Hawkins out front. Left side Pitts. The long three from the left wing is too hard. High bounce on the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. Wittes in and Kurth to the sideline. For Northwest, 4-13 from the field. Washburn just 1 of 10. Cats also 0-5 from three-pointers. And Washburn 1 of 6 from three-point range. Out front, Guyman. Top of the key, Saluk. His pass tipped by Hawkins. And it theorems over left and picked up by Endow at the elbow off the left side. Endow now into the front court left for Northwest. Goes cross-court right, Wittes. Dribbles top of the key. Right side, Hawkins. Low right, Doherty. Doherty holds it with his left hand. Now with the left-handed dribble, it goes into the lane. Up for the shot and in. Put it up and in. A little mismatch with Wiggins inside. And the Bearcats took advantage of it with Doherty. And the Cats up by 5. 10-5. 10-15. Skeens with his first five of the game. And it's a three-point game. Northwest in front 10-7. Just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Wittes on the left side. Trying to find someone to cut, and that setting out is Doherty. We'll hand it off to Pitts. Pitts dribbles between the circles, left side Wittes. Fast pass low left for Doherty. Posting up with Saluk. Now far right Wittes. Wittes got a dribble, stay on the land. He posts his shot rejected by Skeens. The ball is on the floor, turned up by Saluk for a box. Bears pass into the right for Blake, who started back down. As you go out front, and call for a trap, all false bag, and Doherty had handed a trouble with a pass, and turn for the travel, and the turnover will give the ball to Northwest when we come back after a timeout. 9:29 left end of the first half, Northwest Missouri City 10, Washington 7, Topeka, right after this 9-2 timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State in front 10-7 as they lead the Washburn Ichabods into the front court. Endow dribbles right side, out between the circles, Wittes. Wittes will dribble to the left wing, out top the key, Doherty. Dribbles off the right side, down the lane right, he goes, takes it into the lane. Little shot fake, a pivot, and fade away off the right side, won't go. The rebound loose, and Kurth hustles after the loose ball toward the right wing, and the Cats will set up with a fresh 30 on the shot clock.
I like how Kurth is working the offensive glass in this first half.
And down top the key, left side, Wittes. Lobs it low left, with it is Doherty. Doherty. into the right corner, finds Hawkins open, takes the three, misses, and the Cats continue to struggle offensively, getting some good looks, but they're just not falling. Northwest, though, with a three-point lead, 10-7. Top the key is Skeens. Between the circles, Smith. Dribbles left side off the left wing for Wiggins. Cross court right side, Blake. Now between the circles, Smith. Finds Wiggins. Bounce pass low left. That will go out of bounds. And they're going to say the ball was kicked by Hawkins. And it will belong to...
Wasn't anywhere near Hawkins.
Hawkins kind of had a surprised look on his face. Ichabod's will inbound baseline left. There's 9 seconds on the shot clock. They haven't changed that. Inbound at the elbow off the left side goes to Skeens, who hands off to Blake out top with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Left point for Smith. Down the lane he goes. Scoops the layup and won't go, but as he went diving down the lane, a foul coming up on Northwest. And the foul will go on Xavier Kurth, who picks up his second foul. Northwest holding on to a three-point lead, 10-7, as Ichabods go back to the free throw line.
Who'd have thought these two teams would have 17 combined points almost 12 minutes into the game?
First free throw by Smith is good. All three of his points now coming at the free throw line. Especially when you look at the first meeting, it was an 86-78 win for the Bearcats over Washburn in that first game. Second free throw by Smith is on the way and good. 10-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound goes to Pitts. Being pressured in the backcourt by Randall Smith as he'll take it across midcourt left. Gets a screen out front by Doherty. Hooks the pass to Doherty. Doherty just dribbling near the elbow on the left side. Pump by Skeens as he continues to dribble down the lane. In the lane, kicks the right side for Welty. Now low right Doherty. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Doherty spins underneath the base bucket on the right side. Finds him down the left corner and misses a three. And the rebound to the Ichabods. Into the front court, Smith. Cross court right side pass, McKee. Out front, Wiggins. Left side, Smith. Down the lane he goes. Underneath the bucket, kicks it back right side for Wiggins. Little shot fake. Now right side for Blake. A long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Won't go. Out of bounds off McKee and will belong to Northwest. McKee fighting for that board with Wittes. And the Bearcats will get it. Cats holding on to a one-point lead. 10-9 with 7:32 left in the first half. Washburn shooting 17% from the field, Northwest 27%. Into the front court, left side Pitts between the circles. Now accelerates down the lane, little runner off the right side, rolls off the rim on the left, and the rebound tipped out front, controlled by Martin on the fast break. A one-on-two break goes right side, and we've got a travel coming up. The pass went to Cameron Wiggins. A little hesitation move, then put the ball down for the dribble on the turnover. We'll send it right back to Northwest.
It's one of the things that's helping Northwest in terms of not shooting the ball well is the fact that Washburn has turned it over 8 times in this game already.
Into the front court, Pitts. It's a screen by Doherty. Right side for Wittes. Back to Pitts. Now to Wittes out front. Squares up. Wants the long three. Nothing but net. 5 points for Wittes. And Northwest in front, 13-9. Just under 7 minutes left in the first half. Randall Smith will give it to Salock out front. Cross court left for Wiggins. Bounce pass, low left Skeens. Stries underneath the bucket. Bumped by Doherty. Will pick up the foul. Brett will pick up his first. 6:42 left in the half. Northwest up 13-9. Russell, the fifth team foul on Northwest. Tyler Guyman, a freshman who had perhaps his best game of the year against Northwest in that first meeting, enters the game once again. Now at the inbound, and Dow slaps the ball out of bounds in the left corner.
He's wearing number 12, and you look at him up close, he looks about 12. He's kind of got a bit of a baby face.
He had 15 points against Northwest in that first meeting. Inbound left side, Smith. Left for Salock. Cross court right side, Martin. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. And out front, the long three taken and missed by Randall Smith. And Dow clears the rebound for Northwest. 5 boards now for Dow in this first half. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:17 left in the half. Pitts puts a pass left for Wittes. Another three on the way. This one off the front of the rim and the board inside. Pulled down by Martin for the Ichabods. He'll push it into the front court right to left to the left wing, Guyman. Down the left, he drives on Welty. Brings it back out front left with a bounce pass to Smith. Now he pulls up at the free throw line. Goes cross court right side. Martin, low right, schemes. Drives on Wittes. Spins around. Puts the shot off the glass. Won't go. And Wittes with the rebound. When Skeens made that little pivot move, a bit off balance as he went up with that shot. And Wittes is there for the rebound. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Fitz left side. Dribbles top of the key. Goes to Wittes, left point. Bounce pass. Baseline left for Doherty. Posting up with Skeens. Takes it into lane. Right-handed shot up and in. Nice little hook shot with the right hand by Brett Doherty. He's got 6 points. Northwest in front, 15-9. 5:27 left in the first half. A timeout with Northwest in front, 15-9. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Lee Arena, 5:27 left in the first half, and it's a 15-9 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Ichabods. A defensive battle so far. Guyman with it off the right wing. Out to the top of the key, Salock. Left side goes to Martin. Now out front is Guyman. Dribbles right side. To the top of the key, Skeens. Left for Smith. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Guyman right side. Dribbles inside the arc. Takes the jumper from 16. Short off the front of the rim. Salock with the rebound as he picks it over Wittes. And comes down with the shot after the rebound and then the bucket. Wittes looks over at the Bearcat sideline after that play was being done, thinking he was fouled on the reach over. 15-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wittes in the left corner, takes a pass from Pitt, spins now down the lane with the shot, won't go, but a foul. And this will get Joy to the free throw line with 4:43 left in the half, and Northwest in front, 15-11.
Wittes really kind of picking up where he left off against Emporia State. You know, as this season has gone along, he's looked more and more comfortable, but now he's getting more aggressive with that comfort level getting even higher.
Martin committed the foul. That's his second, fifth team foul on the Ichabods. And Joy's first free throw is good. Wittes really stepped up in the second half against Emporia and hit a couple very big baskets that was instrumental in Northwest picking up that win Wednesday night. Had 13 points against Washburn in the first meeting at Municipal Auditorium. Second free throw is good. He's got 7 points this afternoon. Northwest up 17-11. 4:40 left in the half. Cross midcourt right side. Smith looks to the left wing. Finds Blake. Out to the top of the key. Skeens on the right side. Smith. And out front, Salock. Back to Smith. Open with the three. Rims out. And the rebound to Wittes inside. Smith was open that time as Endow tried to go for the ball. It slipped and fell, but Smith unable to take advantage of it. Misses the shot, and the Cats with it in the front court. Hawkins out between the circles with us. Now to Doherty out front. Left side for Pitts. Justin right in front of the Ichabod bench. Launches the long three. Too hard. Long rebound. Left corner goes to Doherty. Scoops the pass to Hawkins out front right with us. Now to Pitts with 4 minutes left in the half. Cats up by 6. Right side Hawkins. Spins and goes low right for Wittes. Picks it back out front. Fitz, quick pass left side and out. Through the lane he goes with the runner. Hits the shot, but the whistle before the shot. And a foul on the floor. This will come up against the Ichabods. Guyman picks up a foul. That is his first 16th foul for the Ichabods. Coach Brett Ballard going to his bench here. So is Northwest as Ryan Welty into the ballgame. And going to the sideline, Doherty for the Cats. Inbound comes to Wittes left side. He's guarded now by Williams. Takes it into the lane. Spins left, now back right. Little right-handed push shot over. Williams is good. And Wittes with 9 points. Northwest up 19-11. Bearcats beginning to get some shots to fall it late in this first half. On the right side, Guyman. High post left for Salock. Now to Blake. Dribbles down the lane left. Now steps back. Wants a 16-foot jumper. Short rebound. Fits inside for Northwest. Ball just barely grazed the rim, and Fitz was there to come up with the board. A 19-11 Northwest Missouri State lead. Cats within the front court as they go from our left to our right. And down on the left side with the dribble now to Wittes. Northwest right now in a 9-2 run as Wittes takes a 3 from the right side and hits it. A long bomb by Joey Wittes, and that gives Northwest a 22-11 lead. Now front right side with the dribble is Javion Blake. Now to Salock to Guyman at the top of the key. He's guarded by Fitz. Behind the back of the dribble, lost the handle on the dribble and is picked up by Fitz for Northwest. Fitz into the front court. That's up 22-11. On the right side, Fitz. Cross court left and down. Back to Fitz right. Now to Wittes. He'll drive the lane right side. Tries to go up for the slam dunk. Blocked away inside. And picked up by the Ichabods. McKee got the block. And here comes Ichabods on the break the other way. Driving, missing. The layup was Blake. And Welty with the rebound for Northwest. ...12-2 run for the Bearcats. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. Welty in the front court to Hawkins. Now to Wittes between the circles. Left for Pitts. Dribbles at the top of the key. Lobs it to Wittes. High post right side. Now back to Pitts out front. Squares up. Wants the long three. It's short. Takes a bounce off the rim to the free throw line. Controlled by the Ichabods. Guyman into the front court. Drives the lane. His layup is good. And Northwest in front 22-13. Minute and a half left in the first half. Fitz into the front court, looks right side, Hawkins. One dribble goes cross court left for Joey Wittes. Cats spreading out their offense. Wittes holds it off that left side. Now will dribble down the lane to the baseline. Spins into the lane with a shot off the glass and good. Nice spin move by Joey Wittes. And Wittes with 14 points in this first half. Northwest in front 24-13. Guyman slows it up for the Ichabods while walking into the front court. With a chest pass to the left wing for Cameron Wiggins. At the elbow left, Salock back to Wiggins left side with the three. Rims around out. And Welty has a strip loose picked up by the Ichabods out front right. Guyman steps up, wants the three. Rims out left side and rather right side and down. Comes down with the rebound. The thing about it, when Endow goes up high like that, nobody's going to get that out of his hands.
Fitz is really starting to favor that foot a little bit more.
He dribbles in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Again, didn't get the start today due to turf toe. Lobs it baseline left for Wittes. As he wants to drive on Guyman, Guyman with a hand check will pick up the foul. That's number two on Tyler Guyman, freshman out of Blue Valley High School in Johnson County. 17th foul on the Ichabods. And Matt, as you mentioned that Fitz was favoring that turf toe, he goes to the sideline here, and the coaching staff for the Bearcats picking up on that as well.
Yeah, you'd almost like to see, I mean, the Bearcats have a good lead right now. You'd like to see him hold that and not have to play Pitts again, but you think about it, if he sits, the longer he sits, he's going to get sore if you do have to try to bring him back into the ball game. So it's kind of a tough situation for the coaching staff.
Wittes misses the front end of a 1-1. The Ichabods with the rebound. 24-13, Northwest in front. 8 seconds left in the first half. Off the right side, Blake goes low right for Skeens. Into the right corner, Wiggins with a three off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor into the left corner as it's chased down by Wittes. The buzzer sounds, and that's the end of the first half. So the Bearcats are going to the locker room at halftime with a 24-13 lead over the Washburn Ichabods. Quarterback have more for you right after this two-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
And welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State in front at the half, 24-13 over the Washburn Ichabods. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Maurice Devine, our studio engineer. Matt, I think it's safe to say that Lee Arena has gone to the dogs here at the Kansas City Disc Dogs Club out there with the performance. They have throwing some frisbees out, and the dogs with the routine go out and catch those frisbees. Very entertaining.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of cool. His dogs are athletic.
I think there's some coaches that like to have some players with the kind of leaping ability they've got.
Yeah.
And at half, Northwest in front, 24-13. What a defensive battle we saw in the first half.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and we've gotten used to that out of Northwest. And, you know, for Northwest, it's one of those things where offensively, they're getting open looks. They're moving the ball around. From three, they were 2 of 12 from three, and I would bet 10 of those 12 three-point shots were uncontested or not very well contested. They just weren't falling down. But we saw Joey Wittes really start to turn it on offensively for Northwest by the last 10 minutes, and hopefully that carries over into the second half.
And the Cats able to run out the first half on a 14-4 run over the last 7 minutes of the half.
Yeah, and I would bet that Wittes probably had 6 or 8 of those 14 points during that run as well.
Then at the half, Northwest in front of Washburn, 24-13. When we come back, the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Shill, will join us, and he'll talk to Matt about their tough loss this afternoon, losing 84-54 to the Washburn Ichabods. We'll be back to have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, with Northwest women's basketball coach Buck Shields, where you are taking in the Kansas City Disc Dogs here. Kind of a cool little show.
Oh, yeah, they're out there getting after it. A lot of good catches out there.
We're at the half of the men's game, 24-13, Northwest lead over Washburn. But your team earlier today with the loss, and the story was the first half. You guys just got down too big, too quick.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. We had really just low effort, low energy, low communication. If anything could have gone wrong, it went wrong. And you can't do that in college basketball and expect to win a game. And we had dug ourselves such a big hole in that first quarter, and it carried into that second quarter. And, you know, they made us pay for our bad basketball. You know, they ended up shooting 63% for that first half and overall, and they were 55% from three. And, you know, they were getting a lot of easy open looks because our communication and our effort wasn't very good. And, you know, that's just something that we can't do.
It had to be a little more frustrating when you talk about the communication aspect. You told us before the game that you really tried to make a point of that to the team going into the game.
Yeah, you know, and it was good. It was good at times in practice, but, you know, that's a battle that we've been fighting all year. And, you know, and until we get to that point where it's constant communication and constant effort, you know, we're going to have games like this. You can't just show up when you want to and, you know, think that everything's just going to be okay. And, you know, that I guess you could say that that's growing pains, but at the end, that's just basketball. That's playing basketball. And, you know, we've got to be better. And, you know, I hope as we go into this next week that we can be better.
When you look at the second half, I know it was kind of a too little, too late thing at that point, but it did seem like the team came out with a little more energy in that third quarter.
Yeah, you know, there was a little bit more life, and, you know, we started to play with a little bit more of a purpose. And, you know, we were moving the ball with a purpose, and, you know, some shots were falling and things like that, and just being a little bit more aggressive and more talkative instead of just, you know, letting them kind of do whatever they wanted to.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
That is Buck Shield, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, as we are at the half of the men's matchup here at Lee Arena in Topeka. Coach Shield's interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. At the half of the men's game, Northwest with a lead over Washburn 24-13. John will look at some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger Unger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And welcome back to Lee Arena at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 24-13. So we look at the totals, first of all, for Northwest, shooting 36% from the field, 10 of 28, just 2 of 12 from three-point range and 2 of 5 at the free throw line. The Ichabods shooting only 17% from the field, 4 of 23, and they were 1 of 12 from three-point range and at the free throw line, 4 for 4. Both teams at rebounding-wise, 18 rebounds apiece for Northwest, 4 offensive and 14 defensive, and for Washburn, 5 offensive and 13 defensive rebounds. Just 2 turnovers for Northwest and for the Ichabods, 8 turnovers, and for the Bearcats, scoring 7 points off those turnovers. Northwest also with 16 points in the paint out of the first half. And leading the way in scoring for Northwest, Joy Wittes with 14 points, the only player for either team in double figures here at halftime. And again, at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 24-13. We'll be back and get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena, the two teams finishing up warm-ups here at the end of halftime as Northwest has a 24-13 lead over Washburn. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Matt Gwitter, I'm John Coffey. Carter Devine is our studio engineer. And, Matt, there are a couple of stats that really stand out, I think, here at halftime as far as the rebounding totals. Northwest and Washburn, 18 rebounds apiece. The Bearcats have just two turnovers out of the first half, while the Ichabods have turned it over eight times.
Yeah, and when you talk about the rebounding, the offensive rebounding, which was a bit of a concern, 4 points off second chance points, that is, for Northwest, and just 2 second chance points for Washburn. So the offensive rebounding for Washburn has not been a factor to this point, and hopefully the Cats can do that again in the second half.
Check in some scores around the MIAA. Missouri Southern leading Central Missouri 27-21. And these are first half scores. Also, Central Oklahoma in front of Fort Hays State 16-13. Lincoln up on Lindenwood at 10-7. Southwest Baptist at 10-6 score right now in front of Pittsburgh State. Bearcats face Pittsburgh State on Thursday evening at Bearcat Arena. And Nebraska Kearney up on Northeastern State 28-19. Ready to go, second half. We'll get started with Washburn to have the ball to start this second half as they'll go from our left to our right in their white uniforms with the dark blue numerals and piping. And for Northwest, their green uniforms with the white numerals. Off the right side is Javion Blake. Between the circles finds Randall Smith. Looks left side for Tyus Martin. Now to Skeens at the top of the key. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Salock. Now low left side for Skeens. In the lane, kicks it back out front. Smith wide open, takes the three and hits it. Randall Smith hits the three, and inside an injured player, that is for the Ichabods, is David Salock. He's down on his back right underneath the basket.
Yeah, and Kurth is dinged up a bit, too. Kurth got knocked down and rolled up on Salock, and that got Salock's ankle. So he took the worst of it, but Kurth dinged a little bit, too.
Well, Xavier just back in the lineup today after missing a couple of games with an ankle injury. Salock goes to the sideline, and Will McKee comes in, a 6'7 freshman out of Lenexa, Kansas. McKee saw some time in the first half. 24-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Joey Wittes will give the ball to Endow, take it across midcourt right side. In this second half, Northwest starting with Endow, along with Kurth Wittes, Brett Doherty, and Ryan Welty. Endow to the right wing. Dribbles to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket, finds left corner Wittes. Takes the three. It's good. Doherty stepping right up where he left off at the end of the first half. 27-16, Northwest in front. Quickly the other end. Tyus Martin drives, hits the layup, and is fouled. Wittes picks up the foul. That is his second. And they'll count the bucket, and getting to the free throw line is Martin. He's a 68% shooter this year at the free throw line and trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor. And he does as he gets it to fall. 27-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court, Endow, right in front of the scorer's table off the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. High post right for Doherty. Back to Endow. Now to Doherty in the pick and roll with a shot off the glass. Misses up, but is fouled, and this will get Brett Doherty to the free throw line. Getting called for the foul, Javion Blake. That will be his first. And Doherty to the line, where he's 0 for 2 this afternoon. Brett, though, with 6 points. And his first free throw good. 28-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. He led throughout much of this game. Second free throw by Doherty is good. But it's been a low-scoring one. 29-19, Northwest up. Across midcourt right side, Randall Smith dribbles to the right wing. Fires his dribble, and will hand off to Martin. Goes cross-court, left side, Blake. A little bit loose with the dribble, tries a lot of low, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Skeens. He was diving after it as Welty was on him, and two players fall to the floor. The ball belongs to Northwest. One thing really appears that the officials in this game, letting play go inside. It's been a physical game. Now a player who's not happy is Randall Smith, having some words with the official before the Bearcats will inbound. Facing a little bit of full court pressure as Endow being pressured across the timeline by Martin. Gets a screen out front by Doherty. Spires the dribble, looks left side, Wittes. Now left toward the corner for Endow. He'll take the three, and it's off the front of the rim. High bounce off the rim, and Skeens comes down with it, but steps on the baseline as he had the ball. Didn't realize where he was on the floor, and the Bearcats will get it.
Yeah, he came down, stepped out of bounds, and then to catch his balance, moved his foot and put his foot further out of bounds.
And it results in Northwest inbound baseline right with 30 seconds on the shot clock. 8:25 left in the game. Inbound Wittes right side. Trying to post up with McKee. Takes it in the lane. Now to Kurth. Low left side pass for Doherty. A little shot fake up for the shot and good. And that's part of the scouting report for Northwest. They want to get some shot fakes on Skeens. Try to get him up in the air as he likes to go for some block shots. Northwest in front 31-19. Blake with it off the left wing. Goes low left. Skeens into a triple team. Kicks it back left side. Martin with the three. It's off the front of the rim. The long rebound goes to Martin. And a little bump out front. Welty will get called for the foul. That's Ryan's first foul. And the Ichabod's inbound baseline left. Second team foul on the Northwest in the second half. 17:58 left in the game. Northwest in front 31-19. Now we have one of the officials coming over to the scorer's table.
I think they're going to have to make an adjustment on the shot clock.
And they do move it to 28 seconds. So Randall Smith will inbound off baseline left. And they're also talking about announcement saying that flash photography not allowed. This is the second straight game we've had that announcement being made at a contest last time in Emporia on Wednesday. On the right side, Smith. And the left-hander dribble to the top of the key. Doherty checks off on him out front. Now looks off the right for McKee. Back out front, Smith. Quick pass left side goes to Blake. And underneath the basket. And whistle. And a foul coming up. Kurth picks up the foul. That's his third. Justin Fitz off the bench coming into the ballgame. And Kurth to the sideline. And Fitz didn't get the start today due to turf toe. Got some minutes in the first half, though. And now the Ichabod's inbound with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest in front, 31-19. Inbound into the left corner. And going through the lane was Blake. Knocked loose. Ball rolls loose in the lane. Players go after it inside. And a hill ball will get the ball to Northwest. Doherty on the bottom of that with Blake. And the Bearcats will get him. 31-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Ichabods. The winner of this one will take sole possession of first place in the MIAA standings. And Dow into the front court right side. Goes between the circles with the dribble. Finds Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench as Northwest goes from our right to our left in this second half. All right for Doherty. Trying to post up with Skeens. Tries the baseline underneath the bucket. Left side for Endow. Endow now takes it through the lane. The runner on the fadeaway won't go, but the putback by Doherty off to the left side. And the rebound to the Ichabods. Martin in the front court, pushes it down the floor to the bucket, lays it up and in. They'll count the basket. And let's see, do we have a timeout?
No, oh. They stopped play because Endow had gone down and they wanted to get his perspiration swept up off the floor where he was.
And Endow also tying his right shoelace.
And now talking with one of the officials, there was a reason that he went down. And he's asking why that reason wasn't witnessed by the
full court pressure off the inbound as Pitts will inbound to Endow. Now he'll take it through the jump ball circle with a dribble into the front court left side. Endow out to Doherty. The Pitts left wing out front. Endow thought about the three. Instead goes to Pitts left side. Low left Doherty. Pushing up with Skeens. Dribbles down the lane left with a shot off the glass and good. Brett Doherty with 12 points and Northwest up 33-21. Into the front court right side, Smith to the right baseline. Now front right, McKee. Now in the lane for Skeens. And a double team, now a triple team, and a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest.
Coach McCollum, I just read his lips. He asked the official, how did you see that? Because the position he was in, there were a lot of players between him and that call that he just made.
And Dow picks up his first. Just a few moments ago, I talked about how they were letting it go inside, but I think since then, trying to tighten things up a little bit with the physicality and underneath the bucket. Quick pass left side, McKee off the glass and good. Well, McKee with his first bucket of the game. Northwest up by 10, 33-23. 16-20 left in the game. And down to the top of the key, down the lane right, his dribble knocked loose, picks it up on the baseline and brings it out front right for Wittes. That's a left-handed dribble, expires it, looks high post left for Doherty. Spins down the lane left side, shot fake, up with it, and a foul. And this will get Brett back to the free throw line. That time he got McKee to bite on that shot fake, and McKee picks up his second foul.
And what was a little bit nerve-wracking there is Skeens was lurking behind McKee. Had McKee just kept his feet and Doherty taken the shot, Skeens could have gone up and potentially blocked it. So, Cats catch a break there.
Doherty going to the free throw line. The left-handed shooter's first one, nothing but net. 13 points for Brett. Put it to the bench. Hawkins into the ball game for Northwest. Now in is Wiggins for the Ichabods, taking the place of Blake. Just over 16 minutes left in the game. Northwest up 34-23. Second free throw too hard. Skeens with the rebound for the Ichabods. Smith into the front court. Goes to Martin. Out front right, Wiggins. Now left for Smith. He's guarded by Fitz. Bounce pass at the elbow left side, and Martin, he'll go down the lane. That contested for the layup. 7 points for Martin, all coming in the second half. 34-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. In the front court, Hawkins with the left-handed dribble, hands off to Endow. Cross court right, Doherty. Right at the top of the key, finds Endow left side. Now Doherty comes over, sets a pick out front for Pitts. Pitts right side for Hawkins, back to Pitts. Shot clock's at 6 seconds. Pitts out front, the long three, too hard. Rebound Skeens as he clears it, and now it goes left side for Smith. Pushes it top the key, down the lane. Right side trailing Martin, lays it up and in, off the transition. A little bit of momentum for the Ichabods, and Coach Ben McCollum calls a timeout with 15:09 left in this one. 34-27, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Ichabods. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
9 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn 34-27. The Ichabods, though, outscored the Bearcats 8-3 over the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds of this game.
Yeah, the Ichabods are definitely picking up some momentum. This crowd is starting to really get into it. I think they've been kind of waiting for that, so Northwest needs to slow that momentum as quick as possible.
Seeing a little bit of full-court pressure out of the Ichabods as Northwest will inbound. Wittes and Dow, Hawkins, Welty, and Doherty on the floor. And Dow bringing it across the timeline left side into the front court. Takes it top of the key, hooks it back left side for Wittes. Doherty down the lane, drives. Now this is low right side, and a shot by Doherty misses. Rebound loose, controlled by Martin. Into the front court, dribbles top of the key. Right side, Wickerton with a shot fake, squares up, wants the three, got it. Second three of the game for Wiggins, and it's a four-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 34-30 as the fans of Lee Arena begin to make noise. And Dow out front right side. Cats can use the bucket, this trip down. Bounce pass out front right for Hawkins at the free throw line. Low right for Wittes with a shot fake. Goes up for the shot, hits it, and is fouled. Joy will get to the free throw line. And with that, Joy has a career high at Northwest. As he put it down, gives Northwest a 36-30 lead. We've got a break in the action, and Joy will have a chance to make it a three-point trip down the floor when we come back out of a timeout. 36-30, Northwest in front of Washburn, 14-25. Left in the game, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Troy Witt is at the free throw line, makes it a three-point trip down the floor as he hits the free throw after hitting a shot before the timeout and being fouled. Northwest in front 37-30. Troy now with most points he scored as a Bearcat with 20. Out front off the left side is the dribble. Martin now low left. Schemes finding Martin cutting through the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands by Wittes. It will belong to the Ichabods with 16 seconds on the shot clock.
And in case anybody wondering, his collegiate career high is 30 points, his jersey number. He scored that against Missouri Southern when he was at Minnesota State.
Off the right side, Schemes. Out of Martin on the left. Hands off, gets it to Wiggins. Wiggins out front, right side, Smith. Smith with the dribble. Hooks the pass to Schemes, cutting through the lane, lays it up with the left hand, rolls out, and the rebound to Northwest and Ryan Hawkins. 7-point Bearcat lead with 13:50 left in the second half. And out into the front court off the right side. Spires his dribble, lobs it cross court left for Doherty. Out front right, Welty, now in down on the right wing. Tries to the right baseline. Into lane he goes, finds Doherty open off the right side, and banks it in. Brad Doherty with a strong game. He's got 15 points, 39-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, Smith. Cross court left side, McKee. Front of the Ichabod bench, Wiggins. Spires his dribble, goes low left for Schemes. One dribble into the right corner. Finds an open Ichabod. The three is up and good. Taken by Tyus Martin from the far right corner. Martin with 12 points all coming in the second half. And it's a 39-33 Bearcat lead. Welch into the front court. Witters between the circles. Looks left side and down. Picked up by Martin. Doherty comes over, sets up the screen. Left side, Wittes. Low left, Doherty. Holds it. Now will drive into the lane. Pivots. Fadeaway shot off the rim right side. Rebound underneath the bucket. Controlled by Skeens for the Ichabods. Northwest in front, 39-33. Down the lane left. Smith has the dribble knocked loose by Wittes. Picked up by Hawkins. At the elbow off the right side. So Northwest will have it. And across midcourt goes and now for Northwest. Dribbles right. Now front with the dribble. Bounce pass top of the key. Welty back to Endow on the right wing. Low right, Wittes. One dribble, double teamed. Out front right for Welty. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Endow out front will drive the lane. Stripped out of his hands. Goes out of bounds with 1 second on the shot clock. Xavier Kurth coming into the game for Northwest. Welty goes to the sideline. And Massey substitutions for the Ichabods. And they're substituting three players coming in now. As the Bearcats win down with just 1 second on the shot clock. And a 39-33 lead. Inbound tipped by Hawkins as he tries to go up for the shot. We're going to call for a push-off. And Ryan will pick up the foul. That will be his first. Couldn't take that pass in the lane and then go up with a tip-in attempt. 1 second on the shot clock. Unfortunately, gets called for a foul. 39-33, Northwest Missouri State in front, 12 minutes left in the game. Tyler Guyman into the front court. The freshman with the dribble goes right side, McKee. Out front left is Javion Blake. Now to Guyman left side. Gets a screen by Salock, who went out of the game earlier with being shaken up just a bit. Now to McKee, drives the right baseline and gets called for a charge. Throwing the elbow with his offhand.
Yep, put it right in the chin of Joey Wittes.
Well, McKee picks up his third foul. Check. I've got him for three. The scores table had him for four. And take a look at the official stats here. And that is his fourth foul. So that's a big foul on Will McKee, who came into this game off the bench. 39-33, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And down to the front court off the left side. Long bounce pass, low left for Wittes. Sorry, right-handed dribble into the lane. Drives on McKee with the bounce pass. Goes up with a shot and banks it off the glass and is fouled. That's it. Chase Williams he went up against.
What a week Wittes is having. Man, I just love how he's playing right now.
He'll go to the free throw line with another opportunity, a three-point trip down the floor. 41-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. That foul on Jace Williams was his second. At the free throw line, Wittes misses the free throw. Rebound, though, to Salock and the Ichabods. 41-33, Northwest in front. Guyman at the top of the key. Looks left side. Finds Blake to Wiggins' right side. Low right, Salock. Faces the basket now. Wants to drive on Tyler Doherty. A little right-handed hook off the right side. Misses it too hard. The rebound. The reverse off the right side is good by Jace Williams. And it's a 41-35 Northwest lead. And down to the front court left side. Bill's top of the key. Through the lane he goes. Stripped out his hands once again. Then they're going to call the charge. And now picks up his second foul. Tried to go down the lane off that right side, a bit out of control. Ball was stripped out of his hands as well, and they picked up the foul on the charge. Tyler Doherty in and now go to the sideline for Northwest. Brett Doherty back in the ball game, and Xavier Kurth in. So Northwest with Hawkins, along with Wittes, Welty, Kurth, and Brett Doherty. 41-35, Northwest in front, just under 11 minutes left in the game. At the top of the key is Williams. Now underneath for Skeens. Off the left side of the block. Puts it up in the air. 41-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth into the front court to the top of the key. Dribble with his left hand. Out front, Doherty. They're giving some room out at the top of the key. Left side for Kurth.
Wittes trying to post up on Guyman. He's got a big size advantage.
Kurth with it left side. And now they find Wittes low, double teamed as he'll take in the blocks outside, kicks it out front right, Welty. Down the lane right, he goes, bumped as he goes up with a shot, and a whistle on the foul coming up on the Ichabods. Should go on Randall's for a check at Javion Blake. And if that's the case, Blake will pick up his second as Welty gets to the free throw line. Blake, a 6'3 junior from Olathe, Kansas, picked up the foul, and Welty gets to the line. Ryan got the start this afternoon due to Justin Pitts suffering from turf toe. Hasn't scored in this game. His free throw here gives him his first point of the contest. Welty in the first meeting had 15 points at Municipal Auditorium when these teams played in a non-conference matchup. 30 Northwest in front, 42-37. Ryan, a sophomore out of Parkville, Missouri. Second free throw is too hard, and the rebound goes to Blake and the Ichabods. 42-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. Guyman, a bounce pass to the left side, Skeens, out front for Williams. Now left for Wiggins. Bounce pass to the left, Skeens, tries to drive to the baseline, cut off by Brett Doherty. Out front left, Guyman, free throw line, expires his dribble, out front left for Williams. Now to Blake with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Steps back, wants the three over Wittes. And for Blake, that's his first bucket of the game. It's a two-point contest. Northwest holding on to a 42-40 lead, just under 10 minutes left in the game. And now out front right side, dribbles to the right wing. Now to Doherty, near the right baseline. With the dribble on Skeens, tries to take it in, and a little push and a foul coming up. This will go on Skeens.
That's weird, because that's some of the least contact Skeens has made on Doherty all afternoon, but the first time they've made a call.
His second foul, and now we've got a break in the action. 9:26 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a two-point lead. It's the Bearcats 42, the Ichabods 40. Back to Topeka right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
That foul on Skeens before the timeout. The 17th foul on Washburn. So Brett Doherty goes to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. The Northwest in front 42-40, 9:26 left in this conference matchup in Topeka. Free throw by Brett, too hard. The rebound in the lane goes to Martin and the Washburn Ichabods. Into the front court, Blake. Left side, Skeens out front. Now left side, a three put up, but before he does, a travel violation. The pass went to Javion Blake off the left wing. Gets called for the travel, trying to square up and go up with that shot. And the Bearcats will get it off the turnover. For Washburn, that's their 14th turnover this game. Bearcats have just turned it over 4 times. And this was Justin Fitz on the bench through most of this game with that turf toe. And down into the front court, right side goes for the right corner for Doherty. Drives the baseline underneath the bucket. Left side for Welty. Now left wing Wittes. Under 9 minutes left in the game. Pass left is tipped and out of bounds as Skeens got a fingertip on it. Goes out of bounds on the left sideline. Welty to inbound and gets it 2-and-down. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. And down the lane left. Into the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 10. Too hard. And the rebound at the free throw line goes to Williams. And now struggling offensively in this game, just has 2 points back in the first half. On the right side, Guyman. Long bounce pass left for Williams. Between the circles, Guyman. Goes to the right wing. Now steps back. Picked up by Doherty. Long bounce pass in the lane right for Skeens. He tries to go left. It's tipped by Welty and picked up by Wittes in the lane. Trying to get to Blake, cutting to the bucket. Bearcats did a good job recognizing that and come up with the steal. 42-40, Northwest Missouri State in front, and down into the front court right side. Out front, Welty. Out and out, right wing. Drives at the elbow right side, cross court left, Welty. Now low left is Doherty. They dribble into the lane. Now at the right side, hits the shot and a foul. Nice little pivot move, went up within the blocks off the right, got it to fall, and he'll get to the free throw line. And Doherty with 17 points. Well, step up at the free throw line, trying to increase the Bearcat lead. 7:55 left in this game. 44-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Will McKee playing with 4 fouls back into the contest as Williams goes to the sideline. Also, Guyman to the bench. And Randall Smith in for the Ichabods.
We've seen Northwest after a very slow start shooting the basketball. Both teams starting to bring their percentages up.
Doherty, free throw, takes a high bounce off the rim and rolls out right. Doherty struggling at the line again this afternoon. And it's a 44-40 game, though. Northwest Missouri State in front. Smith into the front court, left side, Martin. Now front between the circles, right, Blake. Now back left, Smith. Guarded by Xavier Kurth. Goes left wing. Now out near the scorer's table off the left side. Shot clock's down to 8 seconds. Through the lane, Smith goes, drives, now trying to hook, cutting to the bucket. McKee misses the shot, and the rebound for Northwest and Christendale. Cats up by 4 with 7:20 left in the game. These two teams tied for the top spot in the MIAA standings. Kurth behind the back with the dribble. Through the lane, finds Wittes, cutting to the bucket, puts it high off the glass. Won't go, fight for the board on the baseline. Loose, and Welty dives after it. Now it is picked up by the Ichabods on the left side by McKee. Ball pops up in the air, and it comes to Northwest, who gets a timeout.
Wow.
Welty with heads-up play there.
What a great effort by both teams getting after that loose ball.
Welty, just as he got the ball, was able to get a timeout. As he had it as laying on the ground near, or rather the floor near the baseline. So a timeout to Northwest. 7:05 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 44. And the Ichabods 40 back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Bearcat basketball underwritten by Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids in Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Bearcats holding on to a 44-40 lead with 7:05 left in the second half. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Tyrese Devine is our studio engineer. The Bearcats with it off the inbound. Wittes through the lane, drives, misses it off the glass, and the rebound tipped by McKee, and it's picked up by Skeens right underneath the Northwest basket. 4-point Bearcat lead. Smith into the front court. Goes left side, Blake. Now front right is Tyus Martin. Now to Smith. Between the circles, McKee again playing with four fouls. On the left is Blake. Into the left corner, Martin. Phillips to the left wing. Now catches it out front left. Blake with a long three over Welty. Air ball goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. 6:33 left in the game. 44-40 Northwest in front. Hawkins into the game for Northwest. Ryan Welty will go to the sideline. So the Bearcats substituting their Ryans here. And Blake to the bench for the Ichabods. Wiggins in. 44-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. And down to the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass, low left. They get it for Wittes. Brings it out front right for Kurth. Kurth back to Wittes on the left side. Drives to the left baseline. Out front and down, wide open. Takes the three, and it's too hard. Long rebound goes to Endell off the left wing. He just doesn't have the touch today. But he gets his rebound. Northwest will set it up. Now with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Lobs it low left. Wittes posting up with Smith. Dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass off the foot of Skeens, and it is picked up, and here comes the Ichabods across the timeline. Smith. Smith at the free throw line. Right side goes to McKee. Drives the lane, lays it up, misses it, and Endell with the rebound for Northwest.
Probably should have been called a kick on Skeens.
Well, no doubt. It really looked like it from air angle anyway. 44-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Endell between the circles. Dribbles right side. As he tries to lob it to Doherty, a foul coming up. This looks to go on Skeens. A little bit of a push-off out front. And that for Skeens will be his third foul. Picked up a very early foul back in the first half, but he, for the most part, stayed out of foul trouble. Picked up a couple of quick ones with 5 minutes left in the game. McKee goes to the sideline, and Williams back in for the Ichabods. Doherty going to the free throw line. Another one-and-one opportunity. Doherty, left-handed shooter, free throw is good. And Brett ties a career high with that free throw, 18 points this afternoon. Now we'll toe the line. And his second one is good. So two big free throws by Brett Doherty. And Northwest Missouri State with a 6-point lead, 46-40. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Out front, Williams looks on the left side for Martin. Trying to go low, knock loose, picked up by Skeens. Off the baseline left.
Lions at the free throw line right as Martin arches the shot and misses it. Rims out. Ball loose on the baseline. They dive after it. And let's see. A diving effort was in doubt. Comes up with it. Does he get a timeout?
Yep.
He does. So another hustle play by the Bearcats, this time by Endow going for the loose ball, and they're breaking the action. 5:18 left, and now the officials are coming over the sideline. Looks like our media timeout coming with that. It's 5:18 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 46, and the Ichabods from Washburn 40. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
5:18 left in the game. Northwest holding on to a 46-40 lead over the Washburn Ichabods. A reminder that today's broadcast underwritten by Pitzenberger Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents and rapid relief in downtown Maryville. Matt Gorder, we've got a good one going here.
Well, boy, I tell you what, just the hustle and the effort that both teams are showing. We said before the ball game that this was just going to be a great college basketball game, and we're getting that today.
Really, it has a playoff atmosphere to it.
You know, if you look at the score from a distance, you're going, what? That's a good basketball game? Because it's a really low-scoring game. But in terms of the effort, like you said, the atmosphere and the energy in this building, it has been a fun afternoon.
Cats with it out of the timeout and a six-point lead. And now into the front court left side. DeWitt is top of the key. Down the lane right he goes. Spins to a halt. Kicks it out front for and out. He'll take the three at the top of the key. This time it's good. Endow gets the three to go, and Northwest in front by 9, 49-40. Randall Smith will take it across midcourt, left to right from our vantage point here at Lee Arena. On the left side, Martin in front of the Ichabod bench. Long bounce pass at the top of the key. Schemes lots of low into the lane. Now they kick him in the right corner for Randall Smith. He steps on the sideline as he comes away with it, and the turnover will go back to Northwest. And we got a break in the action. Timeout coming up with 4:41 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 49 and the Ichabods 40. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas on the Washburn University campus, Northwest Missouri State 49 and Washburn at 40. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Highline Home Furnishing on South Main in Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart. And Compass Dental, Dennis Bruce Twaddle and Brian Beertyler, Pirate supporters of Northwest. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Kyrese Devine. Bearcats holding on to a 49-40 lead. They've led throughout most of this game, but the Ichabods have been right on their tail throughout this contest.
Yeah, one thing that Washburn, I'm sure, is going to be looking at in the way this game is going is their turnovers. That's really the biggest difference in this game. Both teams shooting very similar percentages. The same number of threes, just about. Washburn has one more three than Northwest, but they've turned the ball over 16 times, and Northwest has scored 13 points off of those turnovers, where the Bearcats have turned it over just five times, and Washburn has scored two off of those five turnovers.
And Bearcats playing without Justin Fitz throughout much of this game. Again, they get the start. He has a turf toe injury. Saw some time in the first half, and just really didn't look like himself, and they've been going throughout most of this game now with Fitz on the sideline. Inbound, facing full court pressure, and down in the backcourt. A long pass down the floor is stolen by Skeens. Custer up here as he stays inbounds off that left sideline. Gets it to Williams, and Ichabod with it into the front court. 4.5 minutes left in the game, 49-40. Northwest Missouri State in front. Randall Smith out near midcourt with a dribble. Bounce pass goes left for Williams. Now to Smith off the right side. Smith finds Wiggins at the top of the key. That's a dribble left side on Xavier Kirk. Low left side pass for Skeens. Kicks it out front. Wiggins top of the key. Three off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Endow as he comes down with the rebound. A whistle. Foul coming up, and it looks like they're pointing at Chris Eberendow. Just a little bit of a push off trying to go for that rebound. Picks up his third foul. 17th foul on the Bearcats. Ichabod with 19 fouls. We've got 4:07 left in the game. Northwest with a 49-40 lead over Washburn. And these two teams tied for the top spot in the MIAA standings coming into today's game with 12-2 records in the conference. Martin at the line. Front end of a 1-1 is good. He's 2-2 at the free throw line. The Ichabods as a team, 6-6 this afternoon. A team that's last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage. And the second free throw by Martin is short, and the Bearcats get the rebound. 49-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. Endow into the front court. Dribbles left side. Reaching in with Martin as Endow pulls up the dribble. Gets it to Doherty out front. Right side for Wittes. Now to Endow between the circles. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Endow with the dribble between the legs. Now drives through the lane. Spins in the lane with a shot on the right side. A double pump and misses. Rebound Martin for the Ichabods. 49-41, Northwest in front. Martin through the lane. Tries to go low for Skeen. Stepping in front of the pass was Doherty for Northwest with the steal. Another turnover by the Ichabods. Now with 3.5 minutes left in the game. Northwest up by 8. Kurth into the front court from our right to our left. Dribbles left. Spires the dribble. Finds at the top of the key Doherty. Doherty pivots now with the dribble. At the elbow left finds Wittes. He takes a 3 attempt from the left sideline. Too hard. Rebound. Pull down. And a whistle coming up. Yeah, Skeens came away with the rebound.
Yeah, Joey Wittes slipped a little bit where Endow had gone down on the previous possession. And then his defender, Williams, slipped and went down in that same spot. So they're going to get that all wiped up.
Northwest with a 49-41 lead, 3:10 left. Bearcats had a 5-point win against Emporia State Wednesday night, 55-50 in a low-scoring game. And got another defensive effort going this afternoon in Topeka. Ichabods now will inbound. They'll take it three-quarters the length of the floor as Skeens will inbound and get it to Smith. Takes it into the front court right side to the right wing. Now to Wiggins out front. Dribbles to the left wing. Expires his dribble. Goes left corner for Martin. Chased by Kurth. Out front for Smith. Bobbles it. Now wants to drive on Hawkins. Shot clock's at 14 seconds. Through the lane, Smith goes. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound Skeens. Skirts it back out. Left side for Wiggins. 8 on the shot clock. Bounce pass low right for Martin. They'll bank it up in the air. 15 points for Martin. 49-43. Northwest up. Cross midcourt goes and down. Handling the point duties with Fitz on the sideline. Low left Wittes. Out front right side for Kurth at the free throw line. They give him some space. Now finds Endow between the circles. Shot clock's at 11 seconds. Dribbles right. Now to Doherty. Posting up with Skeens. Low post right side. Takes it into the lane. Now left side intended for Hawkins. Pass tip goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest with 3 seconds on the shot clock as Martin got a hand on it. 49-43. Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:16 left in the game. Xavier Kurth will come over and inbound off the left sideline. Gets the inbound in down. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Takes the top of the key three as the buzzer sounds off the back of the rim. And the rebound goes to Skeens and the Ichabods. Outlet Smith. Now left side on the wing for Blake to Smith between the circles. Now to Blake out near midcourt as Ichabod spread out their offense. Behind the back with the dribble, Blake. Left side, Martin. Smith right side. Down the lane he goes. This is left side for Steens. Wants to go up with a shot, but was fouled by Hawkins. Shot falls short, but Hawkins will pick up the foul.
Yeah, and Washburn catches the break there because that ball had slipped out of Steens' hands before Hawkins went up to try to block that. And so Hawkins' effort there gets Steens the opportunity at the free throw line when it probably would have been a turnover.
First trip to the line this afternoon on the season, a 60% shooter. Free throw is good. He has 5 points, averages nearly 15 a game. 49-44, Northwest Missouri State holding onto the lead with 1:52 left. Second free throw by the left-hander, misses too hard, and the rebound, Northwest and Wittes. 49-44, Northwest, but still in the backcourt, and out. Throws it across midcourt right as he gets it to Kurt. Out and out, near to the timeline. Left side, Wittes on the wing. To and out, left. Again, the man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Gets a screen by Wittes. Dribbles top the key. Now to Wittes, left wing. Back out to Endow out front. Takes the three. On the way. Good. Chris Endow with a couple big threes are late in this game. 52-44, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Smith into the left corner. Finds Blake. Drives in the lane. Up with a shot. Windmills it up. Misses it, but a foul. And this will go on Northwest. As we go on Ryan Hawkins, that's his third, and this gets Javion Blake to the free throw line. His first trip to the line, a 74% shooter this year, averages 15 points a game, has three this afternoon. Free throw, good.
Hawkins was a little frustrated. He was trying to back away from that contact and just didn't get away quick enough.
52-45 Northwest with 1:14 left. Junior from Olathe back at the free throw line. The right-handed shooter puts it up and in. And it's a 52-46 Northwest lead. Cats looking at full court pressure. The inbound comes to Wittes. A double team in front of the Ichabod bench. A long pass into the front court goes to Doherty. Now he finds Hawkins wide open underneath the bucket. Lays it up and in off the right side. Cats did a great job breaking the pressure. 54-46 Northwest with a minute left. Right side, Blake. Stripped loose. Knocked loose by Hawkins. Picked up by Kurth. Kurth with a spin move at the timeline. Goes to and out. Into the front court, left side. And a reach around foul stops the clock as Javion Blake reaches around. Picks up his third foul. 52.2 seconds left. Northwest 54 and Washburn 46. Getting in down to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 10th team foul coming up against the Ichabods.
Couple of big free throws here for Endow. A chance to make it a double-digit lead for Northwest.
He goes to the line for the first time today. A 69% shooter this year. Spins the ball on his fingertips. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good. Makes it a 55-46 Northwest lead. Endow hit some big free throws late in the game Wednesday against Emporia State. Steps back to the line. Sight shoots and misses as it's too hard, and the rebound to the Ichabods. 55-46 Northwest, 47 seconds left. Smith through the lane to the bucket. A shot swatted down by Hawkins, but Hawkins will pick up the foul. That'll be number four on Ryan Hawkins, the freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. Stops the clock with 44.7 seconds left, and Northwest in front, 55-46. Randall Smith to the line. And Smith 4-4 at the free throw line this afternoon. Puts up the first, and it's good. Makes it a 55-47 game. Again, just over 44 seconds left. Deep breath. Another left-handed free throw is good. And it's 55-48 Northwest. Cats looking at full court pressure once again. Kurth with the inbound to Doherty. It goes off his thigh, goes out of bounds, and it belongs to the Ichabods. He's being pressured by Skeens and just couldn't hold on to it. And the turnover will give it to Washburn with 43.1 seconds left, and Northwest up 55-48.
One of the things that makes that full court pressure a little more of a challenge is Northwest doesn't have any timeouts. So if they get caught in a trap or something, they can't call a timeout to get out of it.
Inbound Skeens in front of the Ichabod bench. Now up front left, Wiggins with a three attempt. Misses badly off the right side. He banked it and missed it. And Hawkins with the rebound, who's fouled with 35.7 seconds left. Martin will pick up his third foul. And they'll go to the other end to shoot free throws. As Ryan Hawkins, the 6'7 freshman from Atlantic, will step up for the first time on the year, 10 of 13. And his free throw here is short. Cats as a team struggled at the line this afternoon, 10 of 20. Second free throw coming for Hawkins, and that one is good. So Ryan hits the second, makes it a 56-48 Bearcat lead, 35.7 seconds left. Across midcourt goes Blake. Top of the key, left side, Martin Long, three is short, rebound by Skeens, kicks it into the left corner, and another turnover as Smith steps out of bounds. We've seen that more this afternoon than I think we've seen all year.
Well, it's the second time Smith has done that in the last probably 6 minutes of this game.
And the Bearcats facing full court pressure. Kurth in front of the Ichabod bench gets the inbound to Hawkins, who's immediately fouled, now with 26 seconds left. And Ryan back to the line, two more. Blake will pick up foul number four as he stopped the clock with 26 seconds left. And for Hawkins, goes to the line with two free throws. First one good. Second one on the way, and that one is good. So two big free throws by the freshman gives Northwest a 10-point lead with 24 seconds left. The end of the front court, Blake to the top of the key as he's fouled out the perimeter and a whistle. And this one will come up on Brett Doherty. Doherty will pick up his second foul. That's really amazing in itself, as physical as the game has been inside, where Brett stayed out of foul trouble.
Yeah, him and Skeens has had a great battle today. It's been fun to watch those guys inside. They've both been playing hard.
Blake at the free throw line. Set two from there in this game. Now three as he knocks the first one down.
And really, that battle won by Brett Doherty. You know, he's got 19 points. You look over at Skeens, he's been a non-factor. He's other than the block shots. He does have five block shots, but only 5 points today.
58-50 Northwest in front. The inbound goes to Endow after the made free throw with 15 seconds left. Ichabod's just back off on defense. And the Bearcats will be allowed to dribble this one out as they'll come into Lee Arena and come away with an 8-point win over the Washburn Ichabod's this afternoon and take first place in the MIAA. As they shared that coming into this game with the Ichabod, they've got sole possession in first place after a 58-50 victory over Washburn this afternoon in Topeka. We'll be back and have more for you right after this two-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, as fans begin to file out after a 58-50 Bearcat win over the Washburn Ichabods. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, in the pregame interview, Coach Ben McComb said he didn't anticipate that this would be the type of offensive game the two teams had in the first meeting, where Northwest won 86-78. He was right on the money there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both teams have gotten a lot better defensively, and we saw that today. And playing more physical, I think. I mean, it was a physical game down at Municipal, but this game was much more physical today, and very entertaining game to watch.
It definitely was, and again, just the intensity level from the opening tip. This had postseason flavor to it today.
Yeah, it really did, because, you know, there was a lot on the line. Obviously, the conference lead for the Bearcats, even a little more on the line, because now they should be the top team in the region when the first rankings come out on Tuesday, and you know, so that was on the line for them as well. So, yeah, there is so much to be played for with just 2 weeks left in the regular season. I think that's why you had the atmosphere in the field that we did today.
Well, you look at it from the Ichabod standpoint, too. They go on the road the rest of the way with four games to close out their season. Now, granted, a couple of those games against opponents that they should have wins regardless, but it's always tough to play on the road, and they've got to finish out with four road games.
Yeah, especially when you look at that last week, you know, just knowing that they're not going to be back here at Lee Arena, kind of, you know, it doesn't really wear on you, but it's in the back of your mind, and it can affect you a little bit. So, yeah, they're going to have a challenge finishing out the season with the last four games on the road, but I'm sure they'll be up for that challenge.
58-50 Northwest with the win. Bearcats improved to 21-2 and 13-2 in the MIAA. Ichabods fall to 18-6 and 12-3 in conference play, and two of their six losses coming at the hands of the Bearcats with that first meeting and non-conference game played at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We'll be back and have more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as Northwest wins this one 58-50. And the Bearcats took care of the basketball this afternoon in a game which saw Justin Pitts have limited minutes due to turf toe. Didn't get the start, but got some minutes into this ballgame. It was obvious that he was being bothered by that. But still, you look at the Bearcats, they had a couple different guys handle the point duties today, and they all did well.
Yeah, you know, and the times that Justin's been out this year or had a bad game, we've seen different players step up and play big. We've seen Endow do it. We've seen Doherty do it. Today, Wittes and Doherty do it. We've seen Welty do it, you know. So different guys are contributing bigger when they know that Justin is out, and that's very encouraging to see.
58-50 Northwest with the win over Washburn. Back as we'll begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
58-50, the final score. Northwest with the win over Washburn this afternoon in Topeka, Kansas. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mike Order, I think one of the keys to this game, too, just Northwest not afraid to go inside against a very strong inside game out of the Ichabods. They went inside and really very aggressive against the Ichabods.
Yeah, absolutely. Took it right to Brady Skeens. You know, even though Skeens had five block shots, you know, they still kept continuing to take it at him. They took advantage of some mismatches. There was a lot of switching on screens by Washburn that set up mismatches that allowed Northwest to get it inside as well.
I think you can't say enough for the job that Brett Doherty did inside today.
Yeah, absolutely. Both offensively and defensively. I mean, his offensive numbers look good, but you think about what he did defensively against Skeens, and that's just as impressive.
And the final score, Northwest Missouri State 58 and Washburn 50. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in Topeka at Lee Arena on the Washburn campus. Northwest with a 58-15 win over Washburn. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, that was a battle out there on the floor this afternoon.
Yeah, that was a great MIAA basketball game. I thought both teams competed at an extremely high level, especially defensively. Both teams wanted it. You know, neither team lost the game for themselves. I thought both teams played exceptional defensively. I thought both teams played pretty poor offensively, but you have to kind of credit the defensive side of that thing. You know, and I was proud of our kids, obviously, with Justin being injured. You know, he played 16 minutes, but, you know, it was it was just to fill some minutes. You know, that's just, I'm so proud of him to come in here and be able to win that and find ways to score and then find ways to get stops and those types of things, because this is a really tough place to play, and they're a really good basketball team.
You mentioned in the pregame interview that you anticipated it was going to be a lower scoring game than that first matchup at Municipal Auditorium, and that definitely was the case. Both of these teams playing much better defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, you know, we made some adjustments to our defense after the first time we played them. That was, at that point, I think we were the worst defensive team in the conference. I remember getting done with that game, and I think we were like 6-0, 7-0, something like that, and won that game, and I got done, and I was just not happy. And realized, man, our defense just isn't where it was. And we retooled some things after that game, and you know, we've gotten better ever since, and obviously tonight just kind of shows the difference between the defenses.
Now, you talked about Justin being out with that turf toe injury. You had some other guys have to step up and bring the ball down the floor, and they brought it down the floor against some pressure throughout a lot of this ball game. Still just 7 turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, we got it up the floor. I mean, that's the trick. now, scoring after that was a little bit different story. It was just hard. It was a hard-fought game. It was really difficult. You know, you just had to really guard defensively, and again, I thought our kids did a good job of that.
I thought, too, another key, you weren't afraid to go inside against some pretty good post players out of Washburn, in particular Brady Skeens inside, and I thought Brett Doherty's step up had a big game for you.
Yeah, you know, I thought he went right at him, and that was kind of our only hope, too, was we had to go inside just because that was the only way we could get paint, where Justin was able to get a lot of paint throughout a game. You know, going inside is the same thing as Justin driving. And so when he's out, it's just what we have to do. And our kids did a good job of executing that.
Torrey Witter stepped up, had another big game for you.
Yeah, he did. He was coming along. I mean, it's just, you can see every day he gets a little more comfortable, a little bit more engaged in the system, and becomes a little bit better defensively and offensively. And I think he really enjoyed a game like this. You know, just a championship-type atmosphere. I think it was fun for him to play in this kind of atmosphere.
And for Chris Sandell, he struggled with some of his shots tonight, but before, when you needed him to hit a big bucket or a big free throw, he was able to do it down the stretch.
Yeah, he did. You know, I thought his first shot, a lot of it was his first shot was just a terrible shot. So he missed it, and then he got a great shot right after that. And it's hard to make that second one after you take a tough one to start. And then late, he hit a couple big ones from the top of the key, which... Oh man, that just helps my heart a little bit. But, yeah, it was fun. It was so fun because this is kind of what we do. This is what we're about, is these kind of games, and I was really proud of our kids.
And a great atmosphere here for this one.
Yeah, they had a big crowd. That was, you know, that's kind of how I remember it when I played, was they had big crowds for our games, and you know, tonight they had a big crowd, and it was a fun environment.
A big win for a couple of reasons as well. That a little bit of space now between Northwest and Washburn in the standings as you take sole possession of them, IAA, and also regional rankings will be coming out next week, and I imagine this has to play a little bit of a role in that as well.
Yeah, I'd assume so. Just winning on the road at this kind of place is, you know, no one, I mean, it's a tough place to play. I mean, the two of the top teams we've won on the road was Central and Washburn, and you know, those are two tough places to play, and there's not a lot of other people that have that kind of resume with Lincoln Memorial as well.
Four games left in the regular season, two of those coming up at home beginning on Thursday as Pittsburgh State comes back to town.
Yeah, they'll be much better than they were the first time. I'm sure they'll adjust some things and play some different guys, so we'll have to be ready to go.
Yes, just enjoy this one and the bus ride back to Maryville.
I will. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest with the win, 58-50 over Washburn. We'll be back and more for you, including the extra effort award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Again, Northwest Missouri State picks up a 58-50 win over Washburn this afternoon in Topeka, Kansas, as the Bearcats have sole possession of first place in the MIAA standings with today's win. I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for Extra Effort Award. And Matt, looking at a guy who's really stepped up the last couple of games in particular, and Joey Wittes.
Yes, absolutely. And it's more than just his stat line. Just the aggressiveness and the energy and the effort that we saw from him today, he's taking it to another level, and we're seeing that every game, you know. And you knew, the coaching staff knew it was going to get to that level. It just was a matter of him getting comfortable with the system and his new teammates and everything like that. Well, now they're not new teammates anymore, and you're starting to see that comfort level come up and his effort coming up right along with it.
But it's ending up with 22 points to go along with 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, and 3 steals in this game. Some of the other totals out of this one for Northwest: Brett Doherty, 19 points to go along with 6 rebounds. He had 2 steals in the game as well. And also in this one, big day for Chris Ebrundel. Hit a couple big shots down the stretch after struggling offensively, but he had 10 rebounds in this one. Handled the ball very well coming down the floor, going up against some pressure as well with Justin Pitts out of the game. So, again, Chris Ebrundel made some plays down the stretch, including hitting a big free throw to help the Bearcats as Northwest with this win for Washburn. They turned it over 19 times in the game, and Northwest scored 16 points off those 19 turnovers.
Yeah, and that, I think that is probably the biggest, most important number of the game was the turnovers. And the turnover battle won by Northwest, and the ability to take advantage of the 19 turnovers from Washburn today.
So check the MIAA schedule. Besides the Bearcat win here today, a big matchup in Joplin with Missouri Southern posting a 76-69 win over Central Missouri.
Yeah, and to be totally honest with you, that kind of helps Washburn after the loss today, because had Central won that game, Washburn and Central would have been tied for second, but now there's still a game between the two. So Southern and Central are going to be tied in the standings, one game behind Washburn, and then, of course, Washburn one game now behind Northwest.
Next opponent for the Bearcats, Pittsburgh State, in a battle this afternoon in Pittsburgh with Southwest Baptist. That's a 55-51 game with 9 minutes left in that contest. Also, with about 2 minutes left, it's Lincoln over Lindenwood, 63-57, and a final score in Edmond this afternoon. Central Oklahoma with a win over Fort Hays State, 81-57. And with less than a minute left, Nebraska Kearney in front of Northeastern State, 76-72. The other game tonight, Missouri Western down the road from Topeka here as they face Emporia State this evening in a matchup with the Hornets.
Yeah, so another good day of basketball around the MIAA.
And the Bearcats with a win here, 58-50 over Washburn. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrschlinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 58-50, the final score in the men's game as the Bearcats pick up the victory over the Washburn Ichabods. Unfortunately, the Northwest women couldn't quite get it done this afternoon, losing to Washburn 84-54.
Yeah, Washburn scored the first 12 points of the game, and they came out, and from that point forward, just continued to push and push and push. And, you know, Coach Shield talking after the game saying, you know, he had emphasized the communication to his team and how important that was, and they didn't get that today. So just a tough battle for the women here at Lee Arena, and that's 32 straight losses for Northwest women's basketball. So in Lee Arena, so it's not just this team that struggles here by any means.
No, there are a lot of teams that probably have similar type of records through the years with the dominance that the women's programs had through the years.
Yeah, I mean, we've even seen some Northwest women's teams that are very good teams come in here and just struggle and not be able to get a victory. It's just Washburn is really good at home.
Reminder that our postgame underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. And from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales, brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Olley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. Matt, a couple games coming up at Bearcat Arena now next week. Pittsburgh State first on Thursday.
Yeah, and those are important because today was a big step to potentially get more games at Bearcat Arena in terms of that regional tournament. But today's step only counts if you win the next four ball games and then have some success in the MIAA tournament. So those are very important ball games. Hopefully we get a couple of big crowds like we've had all season long, last couple of seasons out there at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, not only Pittsburgh State will be a much improved team what they saw earlier this year, but you look at that game on Saturday, Missouri Southern next Saturday, and I think probably a lot of Bearcat players have kind of marked that one on their calendar.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and we talked about how big of a difference Missouri Southern is on the road compared to at home. They won at home today against Central Missouri, you know, so we'll get to see if that holds true again this year when they visit next weekend.
And we'll have the broadcast, first of all, on Thursday night with Pittsburgh State. The women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. As always, our pregame for the women begins at 5:10 leading up to that matchup. So, again, a doubleheader coming up Thursday evening at Bearcat Arena. And again, here this afternoon in the women's game, it was Washburn with a win over Northwest 84-54 as the Northwest women fall to 3-20 and 2-13, and the Ichabods improved to 16-8 and 8-7. Then in the men's game, Northwest with a 58-50 win over Washburn. The Bearcat men now 21-2 and 13-2 in the conference in sole possession of first place in the standings. Washburn falls to 18-6 and 12-3 in conference play. Thanks to Matt Gorder and also our studio engineer, Kyrie Devine. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Topeka, Kansas.